So we're here backstage, Blackpool Illumination, Switch On, talking to the boys we spoke to this morning. Yeah. Jedward, how are you boys?
It's great. We flew in here especially for this today, and it's great. It's been a
great
reaction.
It has been the most memorable experience ever. The sun's shining, people are smiling, there's ice cream, there's everything.
I feel it's insane because we've had our own shows here in Blackpool, and to come back and do something like this was a great thing.
And we've got our own dressing room. Other people are sharing dressing rooms, but Jedward don't share.
All right, so I know you've got a lot of fans, because since the interview this morning, our Twitter and our Facebook just went mad. So they would like to know what's in the Jedward dressing room.
In the Jedward dressing room, there's grapes, red grapes, seedless. Don't want seedless.
You guys literally gave us over 1,000 red grapes. There is water. There is, that's it. And there's a leather couch.
Nice. And that's what you asked for, the leather couch and the grapes. Well, the seedless grapes.
I feel like me and I were easy. I feel like we don't need these much people around us. I feel
yeah,
people
like
here.
Other people have like alcohol and stuff on their riders, but we never do that type of stuff.
Grapes are good. So tell us, you've just been on stage, you've been performing your new single, which we played this morning again. How did that all go down?
Yeah, I think everyone liked Oh Hell No because Oh Hell No is such a catchy phrase, and it doesn't matter if you don't know our songs, you just kind of get into them when you hear them live.
It's great because all the songs that we're sang were all written and produced by us. We wrote them like a while ago, so we've been writing and producing songs for like 3 years now, so we got so much more songs to come because now we make our own music, and yeah, it's great.
Yeah,
because really
our very first single was Vanilla Ice, Ice Ice Baby, and we recently talked to Vanilla Ice and he wants to do something again, so he's over here soon.
And I think the thing about me and Air is that we're always doing, we're so unpredictable, our fans never know what's coming from us next, the press, the media never know what's happening.
Yeah, because usually people stick to the same sound, and it's like, move with the times. Like, we were like, let's make dance music. We didn't continue making teen
music. It's all about being creative and coming up with new ideas and trying to re-inspire yourself and pick yourself back up again every single time. And I feel Tim Burton's here, and he always is creative with all his different types of movies and everything, and he always has to, every single
thing about some of our songs is people hear them and they don't know it's our song, and then the DJ goes, that was Jedward, and everyone's like, was that Jedward's song? I didn't know that was Jedward.
And have you guys, obviously I know you've got a great reputation and a relationship with all the other backstage singers that are on tonight,
yeah.
But Tim Burton, have you ever met him before? And do you know that he's also directed a music video here in Blackpool? So how cool would that be?
Oh wow,
a Killers video it was.
Amazing.
Killers.
Oh my
god, wow.
He directed
it
in Blackpool.
That's unbelievable.
We're the biggest Killer fans ever because we met them at the European Music Awards.
It's actually insane because at home right now I literally was just literally playing, I have a signed Killers Would You Read My Mind, I have it signed by them, and we met Brandon like 3 times, and he's great and he's such a nice guy. I'm at the EMAs.
The thing about me and John is that we meet loads of acts like Ed Sheeran, The Killers, and they're usually the coolest. The real credible music people are usually the coolest, but the people that are kind of like just new, kind of pop, they kind of think they're better than you or something, but the coolest people, like Paul McCartney, they give you such respect.
Yeah, Gary Barlow switched on these lights. Well, he helped us out actually a few years ago, and he was exactly the same. He was like so down to earth, so cool.
The thing about it, is like people like that, they don't need to like sell themselves. They just kind of are the way they are, and it's about being your own thing.
So, like I say, you're gonna hang around to ask Tim Burton maybe can he direct one of the Jedward videos here in Blackpool?
Forget about music videos. We'll be doing a movie.
Yeah, I feel like we're pale enough. I feel Johnny Depp's pale. We're pale.
Yes, we have not been in the sun all year. We were waiting for this moment.
We have no. Everyone here has a tan, and we don't. So I hope we'll stand out. Where's Tim Burton right now? Is it video?
I don't think he's here
right
just yet. I don't think he's here just yet. So you just have to stick around for a bit longer. But okay. So what's next for Jedward then? After this,
What's next for Jedward? New music videos.
We just shot a new music video for our next single we're bringing out called The Golden Years, and basically that song's about finding the right road and path in your life to success or where you want to succeed. But you're working hard to find the
and
road.
And then we're going to record more TV shows.
And the Golden Years, the good times are yet to come. So for all those people who are going through tough times, no matter what they're doing in life, that they gotta hang in there because good times are to come.
Yeah, because everybody's breaking up, so you gotta like be consistent. You can't just sprint, you gotta be in the marathon.
Well, Jedward, boys, well done on stage. You sounded
anyway,
fantastic.
Thanks for having us.
No worries.
Thanks
I
so
think
much.
You should play the whole interview and not edit it. Just put it on at like 12 o'clock
put it
at night.
Online for our fans. Our fans will love it. They'll be like, this is the best ever.
Well, this is exactly what we're doing now. This is full interview going on our website. It's going to be played out for
amazing.
You
amazing. Thank you, Oprah. Thank you.